The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
New Armorick research commissioned by the Iona Institute has found that only 1 in 5 people want children under 5 placed in daycare during the working day. The poll, which was conducted last month and was based on a nationally representative sample of over 1,700 people, also revealed that 36% of respondents would like to have 2 children, assuming that money was not an obstacle. Now, for more on this and reaction to the figures, I'm joined by David Quinn of the Iona Institute and by Sinead O'Moore, mother of 2 children and host of the Stretch Marks podcast. We were talking to Sinead during the week as well on other matters. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning.
So David, from this survey, and there's lots of other stuff in the survey, we want to concentrate on how people would best like their children to live before they go to big school or small school, actually, primary school.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. So what prompted the question is the ongoing debate about daycare and to what extent the government should resource daycare. And all the talk is about putting more money into daycare. And what is rarely asked is, you know, to what extent people actually want to put their preschool children into daycare. So we decided to ask the question. And in fact, we've asked this question in opinion polls before, going back up to 10 years, kind of tracking what people's preferences are. And only 20% said, our first preference and our ideal preference is to put preschool children into daycare during the working day. The most popular option is one parent stays at home to mind the child. That's 45% said that, followed by a family member like a grandmother. So they were the most popular options. But government policy, it seems to me, is overly focused on the 20% who say my first choice is daycare, and the other 80% are neglected. And so I suppose my basic point is that government policy needs to be fair to whatever the choices are that parents want to make for their preschool children.
Okay, now this was a nationally based survey, all the demographics, and I have the breakdown in front of me. Now, Sinead, you did your own survey.
I did.
And a different methodology.
A different methodology. Firstly, I welcome any survey that is asking parents what it is that they need in a world right now. But my survey was specifically towards women, mothers of a particular age group who have those children, who are in the stretch right now, who are feeling it immensely. And actually what came out was that they want a blend. They want to blend. This isn't about I want to fully stay at home. I want to fully have my child in childcare all week long. This is about options and financial security, sense of self, but also access to affordable childcare that suits modern life.
Now, looking at the figures that you've produced, as a parent, do you want to work? 61% yes, part-time. 18%, only 18%, want to work full-time. Mm. That's very interesting that most people who are working for full time don't want to work full time. 11% don't want to work, but they have to work. And 11% say, no, I want to be with the kids all the time. So what do you glean from that?
We're tracking in education, we're tracking in careers. We reach into our 20s and our 30s. We arrive at motherhood and all of a sudden we are expected to mother as though we don't have work and to work as though we don't have children. We're expected to either choose that we are full time in the workforce, go, 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 and expected to still do the pickups and the drop offs and pack the lunches and do the play days and everything with it. And we can't. What we're looking for is a balance to be still who we are as employees and parents.
OK, now, it's interesting, David, because you talk about only 20%, you know, want to put their kids into childcare. And often there are reasons they think socialisation might be good for them and so on and so forth. But in your survey, Sinead, it turns out that only 30% really want a childcare setting, 34% want one parent to stay at home, 22% want a childminder, and 30% would like a family member. So you're not that far adrift from where David is.
We're not, except that my survey asked the question, first, what would you prefer, a blend or one of these? And 95% said they wanted the blend. They want to have the situation where, for instance, when I went back to work, 3 days a week, my daughter was in childcare, 1 day a week with a grandparent, 1 day a week with me. And I felt like I was creating a blend that was a sustainable future for my career, but also gave me the feeling that I am a mother. I want to be with my child. Also on the grandparent issue, we can't be expecting this ageing generation to just take this childcare burden. They've done it. How brilliant that they can step in and support if needs be, on occasion if a child is sick, if you want to go on a date. But we can't be expecting this ageing population to do full-time childcare. The fact is that there is a childcare crisis, there is an affordability crisis, there is a cost of living crisis. Even if you wanted to be a stay-at-home parent, realistically, 80% said that it is not viable for one salary to support the family system. Two salaries is what is needed. But those two salaries don't always have to be full-time.
So, David, here's the dilemma. I mean, in the ideal world, people might like to spend more time with their children, but there are professional pressures like, do I lose out on promotional opportunities? Do I lose touch with my working environment? Mm-hmm. Do I have the money to actually stay at home?
Well, I mean, I don't disagree with a single word that Sinead said there. And as you said, Pat, the poll isn't substantially different. I mean, obviously, the poll Sinead ran as a self-selecting sample, whereas this is a nationally representative sample.
Yeah, so but still, it's a cohort. Yeah. And the first statistic, which I left out, which Sinead mentioned, 95% would like a blend.
Yeah, that's all fine. And you see, again, it's my issue is the government picking and choosing which option it wants to favour. And I don't think it's the government's job to be picking and choosing the option it prefers. And the option the government seems to prefer in terms of the resources it wants to devote to it is daycare over everything else. So if what parents want is a blend, well, then the government should be trying to support that blend and not one option from among the various options that parents can exercise. So I'm simply saying that the government needs actually to wake up to the fact that the option it wants to devote all these resources to isn't as super popular as it thinks.
Okay, so what is the support that you'd offer to the blend?
Yeah.
I mean, what would you suggest?
Well, I mean, so like what they're planning for the next budget is an increase in the amount of money allocated to daycare. So I'd prefer to see something like a restoration of the early childcare allowance that was abolished during the rule of the Troika, which went to, so you had child benefit for children up to 18. Then you had this early childcare allowance for children up to the age of 6.
And irrespective of whether they were in daycare or not?
Exactly. And similar benefits, by the way, exist in countries like Norway and Finland and are super popular. They also, by the way, have excellent daycare systems, but they don't pick and choose to the same extent that our government seems to want to pick and choose. So I think a system of something like an early childcare allowance that parents can spend as they please and go for the blend is a fairer way to do it.
But it's not going to be high enough to support those two salaries that are still required. So if 80% are saying it's not viable, absolutely, I support, and actually 83% agree that there should be a benefit to parents who are stay at home above the child care benefit, the children's allowance benefit. However, that isn't going to cover the value of that second income.
Not.
And we're living in a world where for most people, they're saying that it is not viable to lose that second income.
But again, only a minority of people want their kids in daycare as their ideal choice.
Full time.
Sure. But the government seems to be kind of aiming in that direction and seems to be neglecting other
choices.
Because
employers also don't allow you to do part-time.
Sure, but I mean, I don't really see where the disagreement is here. Obviously, the government under no circumstances can support all the choices people want to make because the money simply isn't there. So all it can do is try and subsidise some of the choices people make and be fair to them. So what we need here is fairness and not picking and choosing. And no matter what the government does, it is not going to be able to deliver the ideal world that parents want. It's simply an impossibility, and no country can do it, in fact, and no country has done it. But I'm just saying it shouldn't be picking over others and other choices.
Looking at some of the answers to your questions on your survey, if money was not an issue and you were a stay-at-home parent, would you like some form of childcare to give yourself a break?
Mm-hmm.
93%
said yes,
and parents will recognise that instinct.
Being a stay-at-home parent is the hardest and most incredible work that anyone can do. And there is no argument from me or from anybody that responded to this poll that says that they should be valued. What we're saying is, in a realistic world that we exist in right now, if you want a job, you're expected to do the 5 days. If you want one day of childcare, you're expected to pay the five. And if you want to go for a mortgage, you need two incomes.
But what do you think the government should do in terms of resources? I mean, should it try to be fair to everybody or pump most of the money into daycare?
I think they have to look at what is the realistic situation and greatest need right now. I think all we can do is where should the money go right now? And right now there is a childcare crisis.
But the greatest need is what parents need. And we can see here what parents think they need. And I hope they're right in what they think they need, because they're presumably the ones best able to make that judgment, is something other than daycare.
Well, I asked,
or maybe a minority only in daycare.
What is your greatest need? And 66% said they need access to flexible work opportunities and childcare.
That's all fine. But the flexible work opportunities still means that the government shouldn't be putting all the resources into daycare. And why can't we go for something like, as I say, they have in countries like Finland and Norway, where they do actually target benefits towards everybody they can.
And there is no argument from me on that.
Okay.
Absolutely. We need to look at supporting both stay-at-home parents and those that choose to or need to work.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
when there is subsidy, for childcare, and you've got the various schemes the government has introduced, and there will be more, those who are family members like grandparents, and I know in your survey, most people say you can't ask grandparents to do full-time childcare for you for any length of time. But the idea that grandparents might actually be paid a bit, would that help matters? Would it make everyone feel a bit better about asking granny or granddad to give a dig out?
There's a few things. I think grandparents are absolutely propping up our working economy, to be quite honest, of families that have children in that early year, but also those that are in school and have to be picked up at midday. You know, I can't just ring the boss and say, listen, can I head off at midday every day to pick up my child? Grandparents are stepping in. You see it in the pickup queues at the schools. Grandparents are absolutely doing incredible work to keep it going. And I think parents are just striving to get past these few years, and grandparents are supporting.
Yeah.
But also, I'm exhausted with two children under five, and I know that my parents would be too.
I mean, my wife and I went for the blended type of thing that Sinead is talking about. Our children are now grown up, they're in their 20s. But we tried to mix and match as best we could. My wife's a nurse, she works full time. She's sometimes worked part time. So we tried to kind of mix and match according
and
to the
needs.
As a
journalist, you had probably a slightly more modern way of working than some people who have to, in those days, 20 years ago, into the office, 9 o'clock, work until 5:30 and go home.
Although, I mean, obviously, like the big newspapers still want you in full time. Back then, you had to be at the desk. Nowadays, not so much, because obviously people have got used to remote working. But the kind of blended arrangement that Sinead is talking about, I've experienced. And in fact, we would put the children into creche for a certain part of the day, let's say the morning. So I'm full experience of what Sinead is talking about. But again, the government shouldn't be picking some parents over others, which is what it seems to be doing.
Yeah, and but Sinead said, where is the crisis now? If the grandparents are given the dig out, they're taken for granted, but they're still given the dig out. Here's a stat from Sinead's survey. Do you think you've less career opportunities since becoming a parent? And these are the mothers by and large, not fathers.
Not dads, no.
78% say they have fewer career opportunities since becoming a parent. So you can see why women, even though they go through, the double jobbing, because that's what it is being a parent and being in the workplace, they want to continue because they know they'll miss the boat.
Yeah, but you see, the crisis isn't necessarily simply daycare. I mean, if there's an awful lot of parents, and particularly mothers, as seems to be what the poll is revealing, would like to work part-time but are working full-time, that's a crisis of its own type as well. So we shouldn't focus on the one crisis when many of these choices actually can't be met. And for the parent, it's possibly a crisis if they can't meet the choice they want to make.
Okay, now the final question, I'll go to you on your magic wand question, Sinead. This is a good question. Maybe your next survey should include this, David. What do you need most, the magic wand? If you could wave the magic wand and get what you wanted. 65% want flexible work options to fit for modern family life. 24% affordable, trustworthy, accessible childcare. And 10% to afford to be at home full time.
Yeah, which is not very different, again, from what this...
Except for the 65%.
who want flexible work. They wanted.
The conversation needs to be wider. It can't just be about where is the government going to put money now to fix the childcare situation.
But that's where it is. But, that's where the conversation is.
But the conversation needs to be wider in terms of how can work expand for a modern way of parenting and modern way of living.
I 100% agree with that, and the government needs to get on with it and not favour it.
We thought there'd be blood on the studio floor. Quite the opposite, in fact. Great agreement between David Quinn of the IONA Institute and Sinead O'Moore, mother of two children and host of the wonderful podcast, The Stretch Marks podcast. Thank you both very much for joining
us. Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.